Hello, everybody, and welcome to Around Town. I'm your host, Ron Giordano. We have a special guest today. Our guest that's joining us is Sean Hunter, who is the co-owner of the Chicago Dogs. And we want to welcome Sean here. It's really a treat to have Sean with us. You're listening to 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio Station. Sean, welcome to Around Town.
Thank you, Ron. It's great to be here.
You have to tell us a story about the Chicago Dogs. Well, even your background. You've got an extensive background in sports to begin with.
I've been very lucky. I've never had a real job in 30 years. I've been in sports and entertainment, and it's a true joy, and I get to try to make people smile every day. So that's all I know.
That's great. That's great. How did the Chicago Dogs come into being, Sean? What's the background there?
Mayor Stevens of Rosemont reached out to me in 2015. He was thinking about doing a minor league baseball stadium there. He had a plot of land right on the 294, and he had known of my work in sports and in my travels to Chicago, so he asked if he could pick my brain and talk about what it would take to build a public-private stadium, minor league stadium. We hit it off in that first meeting, and then he came to see me in Denver, which is my home base for many years. And literally at the end of that meeting, he shook my hand and said, let's do this together. And I, up until that point, I'd been in sports for about 25 years, always admiring minor league baseball and the family affordability, the family fun, in some cases kind of the irreverent humor that comes with minor league baseball. So I thought at one time in my career, I'd like to do this or own one, and not knowing it would be in Rosemont in the Chicago metropolitan area. So
sure.
Fate got us together, and we've been partners for the last five years, and I've never had more fun in my life.
That goes back, his dad did a great job developing Rosemont and the area around it, and what's interesting is that when you go to a Chicago Dogs game, when you see the families there and young kids, unlike professional baseball today, there's an interaction there, and the kids get to enjoy the game. They get to be a part of what's going on, and it's not a case where you take your family, you can't afford it, but you can because it's a fun thing.
We pride ourselves on creating memories, what we call moments of truth, and doing things, experiences that they can't get anywhere else. At any other venue, big or small, is, what can you do at a Dogs game at Impact Field, which is our beautiful home? And that's, play catch on the field before a game, or get a player autograph, meet the mascot, get right up close to the action. There's not a bad seat in the house. So we try to deliver those moments of truth in everything we do, and so far it's been working.
How did the team get its name, Sean?
We explored. I've been part of a few startups. I started the Colorado Avalanche in the NHL back in, 95, 96, and I moved the Winnipeg Jets to Phoenix, did the same thing. So I've had experience naming and branding teams. And you go through an exploration process, and we ended up on, I think, Dogs. I can't imagine another name at this point, right? It's such an iconic part of Chicago culture, what that means to this city. Going back to the Depression, and so we started, experimenting and thinking about, well, how could we bring to life the Chicago Dogs brand? And I truly can't think of anything. There's no other name that fits what we've done.
Well, anybody that travels to Chicago, the first thing they say is, what's a Chicago dog? And until you've experienced it, you really don't know. It's quite different. Tell us about I noticed you mentioned about the Avalanche. How did you get involved in all that?
Well, I started my career in the NBA. I was part of the inaugural class of employees at the Minnesota Timberwolves during their expansion launch in 89-90. I think I was maybe the 11th or 12th employee hired. So my career started off in the NBA and took me to Denver in my late 20s, where I was running the business operations for the Denver Nuggets. We were actually a public company, and we acquired the Quebec Nordiques that then became the Avalanche. So I launched the Avalanche back in, it was a very short launch. We got them in June of 95 and started playing in September. So that was my introduction. So I ended up overseeing those two teams, and then was recruited down to Phoenix to be the president of that franchise for about 7 years. But it's starting off in basketball, I'm a big basketball fan, not knowing that, life's turns. I learned, I had a mentor once say, you got to embrace the unexpected, and that's kind of where I've been the last 20-plus years.
I noticed in your notes over here you had co-chairman and CEO of the USA Pro Cycling Challenge.
Yes.
So you want to tell us about that, Sean?
Yes. When I was, I spent a number of years as the president of sports for a company known as AEG, which is Anschutz Entertainment Group, which is a very special company that's big in music and sports and facilities globally. So I oversaw the sports division, which included 11 teams. A lot of people are familiar with the Lakers and the Los Angeles Kings and the NHL, so I got to work with those franchises. But we also started out there a race called the Tour of California, which at the time was America's largest stage race. Think of the Tour de France, but in America. And that led me back to my home state, where our governor back in Colorado asked me to help start what became the USA Pro Challenge. So the same teams, the same riders that you see on TV during the Tour de France racing through the mountains of Colorado in a stage race, it was very special. We had over 1 million spectators, so it's one of the largest spectator events in the country, and we were televised worldwide, NBC here in America, and then 200 countries worldwide. It's a big deal, bigger outside, much like soccer, bigger outside of the U.S. than it is inside.
So what else are we missing here? There's a lot of other things that you've done, including some work with the U.S. Open Tennis Championship.
Yes, you know, when at AEG, Mr. Anschutz, who's the chairman of that company, you know, really a pioneer in a lot of different industries, but encourage us to explore and invest in a lot of different sports, a lot of emerging sports, like soccer. At one time, Phil owned 6 of the Major League Soccer teams in America, and that's relevant right now. There's now 30 teams. He just owns one, which is the Los Angeles Galaxy, but it's relevant right now with the World Cup going on in America. You know, now making it to the round of 16, which is exciting.
Right, I think the big win against Iran, yeah.
Big win, and if we can get by the Netherlands, I think we'll see a celebration for a long time. But so I got to work with what I would call emerging sports, like cycling, like soccer, that are big elsewhere, and, you know, finding its footing and growth opportunities in America. So there was never, you know, when I was there for 5 years, based out of California, never one day was like the prior. It was an odyssey and a journey every day.
Well, that's an extensive background. That's really amazing. So going back to the Chicago Dogs now, what lies next for the Chicago Dogs? Where do you go from here, Sean?
Well, we keep growing. You know, what's exciting about being in a market like Chicago is we'll never run out of new fans. There's people discovering our ballpark, you know, every night during the summer. I can tell when someone comes through the front gate. I can tell in their eyes when they're there for the first time. They may be driven by it 100 times on the 294, and they wonder what's behind the curtain. They come in, and I can see the smile and the excitement in their eyes. They come to what we call the prowl, which is the right through the front gate. You can come through and see the beautiful field. Our ballpark and the field itself was designed by Roger Bossert, the great sod father who does all the work for the White Sox and actually consults with most of the teams in Major League Baseball. But it is just spectacular. Every seat's right on top of it. So growing fans is our first mission. And then we keep looking for new ways to entertain year-round. Our Winter Light Festival, Sparkle, is actually one of the largest of its kind in the United States. Last year, we had almost 200,000 people come through our first year of the Light Festival. And this year, the Village of Rosemont and I stepped up, and so we're 50-50 partners on what is a brand new show. So all of our, you know, we have almost 2 million lights. When you come in there, it's like a theme. It's like going to Disneyland, but for holiday lights. So music will be next year, but we're constantly thinking of new ways to entertain and keep the building active.
Now, do you anticipate having concerts at the park?
We do, and our goal is to, for the first time, host music next September. Now that we own the floor covering that protects the field, when we lay that down for the winter festival, we can now do that for music, and that was one of the things that kept us from doing a big show. But baseball, we seat just over 6,000, and for music, we could seat almost 10,000. So we could attract some pretty good acts in there.
And that's a great location, too. I mean, you're right there by the airport in Rosemont. It's a busy area. There's restaurants there. It's an awesome place to be.
I couldn't pick a better location anywhere. It's so easy to get in and out. It's affordable. The tickets are affordable. But more importantly, the parking's affordable. For baseball, it's $3, and for the Winter Festival, it's just $5. And you compare that to, you know, just other activities and other events. That's everything we do in the mayor. That's why, you know, I enjoy working with him daily, is it's all about, you know, the guest experience and you know, creating memories.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to just repeat that baseball is $3. Now, that's something you probably haven't heard for a long time.
That's parking. Parking.
For parking, okay.
Yep, we have tickets that start at $8 for, it's still very affordable, but parking is just $3, and our tickets, and, you know, we have beautiful bleachers with backs on them, so every seat's good at baseball.
I mean, that's amazing. You can then take a family of four and not worry about breaking the bank.
That's our goal.
And how about refreshments at the park?
Well, we're lucky to have Levy Restaurants as a partner, so they're the, you know, they're actually a global company, but they're the leader in our industry for providing food and beverage. So they do all the great venues here, but also around the world. And they provide great summer fair. You know, great. As you can imagine, we make a great Chicago dog at Chicago Dogs games. But right now, during the Light Festival at Impact Field, they've got, you know, all kinds of winter fare, hot chocolate and cider. You know, they've got donuts, funnel cakes, chili. There's a lot of holiday fare.
You know, I'm sure a lot of people wonder, when the players come to Chicago Dogs, how's that all begin for them? How's that life cycle for these young men that come to play ball for you?
So the average age is probably 24. We are what's considered a partner league of Major League Baseball, so we're independent in that we're not directly tied to a single Major League team. So just last year, this past summer, we actually had three of our prior players, all pitchers, make it to the Major Leagues and see action.
Great.
So one with the Mets, one with the Cubs, one with the Milwaukee Brewers. And we've had six, pitchers. We've had very good success signing some upcoming pitchers. All sign affiliated agreements. Usually when our players move on, they usually move to AAA. But it's been great to be in our league. We're in the American Association. We're considered the top partner league. So back to your question, players want to come play here. It's an opportunity to either get a first chance at making it all the way, or in some cases a second chance. Guys coming off an injury, or perhaps they went undrafted. And so our manager, Butch Hobson, who played for and managed the Boston Red Sox, he managed the Red Sox
in
the
90s. Name.
Yeah, he played third base. Great character and a great baseball guy. He is a magnet for bringing these guys in because they know they're going to get, you know, great coaching and mentorship here. And because of his connections, they're going to get probably a best look out of Chicago for a chance to move up. And that's happened.
So, folks, just pause for a minute. You're listening to 101.5 FM, your community, the community radio station. We're talking to Sean Hunter, the co-owner of the Chicago Dogs. Sean, is the team considered a single A?
We're more double A in terms of our level of play. As I was saying earlier, you know, when our players do move on, most of them move up to AAA. And the three guys last year that actually saw action in Major League Baseball was very exciting for us and a bit of a badge of honor and pride for our fans as well.
So how do you qualify as a double A compared to a single A ball club?
It's really the level of play. So when guys come to us, again, some of them are coming right out of college, some of them undrafted, some of them, coming off an injury, or some of them, you know, may have come from double A being released by their team, but we see something that gives us and the player hope and promise. And that's where our league, not just the Chicago Dogs, has done a good job of developing and advancing talent.
So are there scouts that work for the Dogs, or the Dogs and other teams?
So we do. We have, you know, the league has relationships. Well, we have relationships with most of the major league teams. So when we Butch, our manager, when he sees a talent that he thinks should be moving up, he'll actually, if they haven't reached out to us, he'll reach out to his deep network of friends in Major League Baseball and said, I think you better take a look at this kid. You know, he's a big lefty, or you know, he's a great hitting and behind the plate defensive catcher. And so Butch is always, you know, trying to get people to the major leagues. When we first met and we were talking about him being our manager, he said, listen, my first job is to get my kids to Major League Baseball. My second job is to win games. If you can get comfortable with that, we'll be great partners. And I said, I could get comfortable with that. And so Butch has been our only manager for 5 years, and he'll be back again next year.
Well, it's got to be rewarding to see kids go from your ball club to AAA or move up from there, because it, there's a lot of pride involved there. They're coming from your team.
It is. We've had some great talent come through there. You know, Carlos Zambrano, the great Chicago Cub, pitched for us in 19. He decided to make a comeback, and he actually called us. So to our great surprise, he said, hey, I've been watching you. I want to make a comeback at 38. And he selected the Chicago Dogs. So to have him on that roster for the entire year was a treat. He spent most of the year coming out of the bullpen. So we never, you know, the fans never quite knew when he was going to pitch.
Right.
He got a couple starts toward the ends. But, wow, is he a great member. And the you can imagine the young guys loved him. It was like having another coach on the field.
So for the team right now, what's it look like for the coming year, Sean?
We'll have about two-thirds of our players back. Some of our guys will sign affiliated contracts. You know, The Royals are looking at one of our catchers that they've been watching. He's hit consistently around 315, 320 the last 2 years.
Oh, that's great.
So we were surprised that we actually had him back last year. Butch is in the process of signing a bunch of young guys that have recently graduated from college. And then you never know when somebody like a Zambrano, somebody like him, will either want to come out of retirement or want to come and live and play in Chicago. Because it is, you know, it's great to be in Rosemont. It's great to be in Chicago, the big market, and our stadium, all the amenities. It's pretty nice there.
So when young men come to play for you, how do you rate them as far as salary is concerned? How does that work?
We have a salary cap, so it's a modest salary cap. It allows, you know, the teams in our league to manage with, you know, the business with some certainty. So our player compensation is equivalent to, you know, like a double A or a high A in compensation. We have a 25-man roster, so there's predictability in how we run our business, and that's grown each year a little bit as we try to, you know, as baseball and with everything, as the salaries increase, we've tried to increase those as well and keep current with the times.
So when you do that, is that partly coming from the ticket sales and advertisers, things like that, to support that?
It is. Yes. So ticket sales are, you know, probably our biggest and most important revenue contribution and sponsorship. And then, food and beverage. It's right there.
So your season, Sean, when does your season end, and when does it begin and end, and what is a ticket price normally for, let's say, what they call a box seat?
Sure. So we play typically Memorial Day to Labor Day. So it is the best way to think about it. Sometimes we'll start a week earlier than Memorial Day. Next year, I think we do. We start on a Friday night. We've actually sold out every opening game, so we've been 5 for 5.
That's great.
Even during the COVID year, we were allowed to play 30 games in front of 25% of our fans. So we were the only live baseball in 2020 in all of Chicago.
Wow.
So the Cubs and White Sox played without fans. And so you can imagine somebody that needed to see baseball, we were it. And so we got
great
support and great coverage during 2020. But our tickets, you know, with group pricing, they started at $8 a ticket. Seats right behind home plate in padded, in wider cushion padded seats. We call those the Wintrust seats are $25, but the average ticket price is in the 12 to 15 range. And every seat is, like I said, is right on top of the action.
So if someone was interested in purchasing season tickets, how would they go about that?
So they can go out to thechicagodogs.com, or they could call us at 847-636-5450. We have an amazing, what I would call almost like European soccer, kind of a membership program. So, people don't have to commit to a full 50 games. We have 6-game packages that are very affordable that a lot of families buy into. But we keep a connection with our fans year-round. So we do things like we just coming off in October our World Series watch party. So we, over the 4 nights of the World Series, we have a private club there in the stadium. Our fans, if you've got 4 6-game packages, you get to come in. We put on a buffet, and beer, wine, and soft drinks are included, and they watch the World Series. And our mascots are there, and we're having fun. And so there's things that we do to thank our fans. We have a Meet the Team party where the fans can come in August and take batting practice, meet all the players, have a picnic on the field with the players. So we're constantly, again, going back to those concept of moments of truth, kind of trying to create those first and lasting memories and that connection maybe that they can't get anywhere else.
And this is what baseball was meant to be all the time. It was meant to be just exactly what you said. That's really awesome because it's great for the kids coming up and for the families to be able to enjoy it out in a baseball game.
Oh, I'm not sure who gets more out of it, me or the fans. I think it's probably me.
So how many night games do you have per year usually? Are they split 50-50, Sean?
So we play 50 regular season home games. All Sunday games are afternoon games. The other games are at night, so typically a 6:30 start during the week, 6 o'clock on Saturday. We do a big firework show, one of the biggest firework shows in all of Chicago, every Saturday night. We do play a handful of day games during the summer, and those are really built for during the early part of the season. We have an education game. We call it Home Run for Education. And last year, we filled the building with kids that are coming out on a field trip. So, again, we want to we want to make sure that it's one of the more memorable field trips.
Sure.
And a couple times during the year of that handful of day games, we have camper days, so kids that are in the summer camp. So we'll put 5,000 to 6,000 kids will come and fill the building during a Tuesday afternoon in maybe June or July that are part of a summer camp. And, you know, you'll see, you know, literally 50, 60 buses roll up. The game starts at 11:30. They bring a sack lunch, or they can have a lunch, you know, a healthy lunch there at the ballpark and enjoy a game. And it's usually some of the loudest games of the summer. But I'd say all in all, we probably have the 50 games, maybe 12 end up being day games.
So all these things you're putting together, which are really awesome, is that a public relations group that you have, or a marketing group that puts this all together for you?
It's really my full-time staff. So I've got probably 12 to 14 full-time staff, and that expands, that doubles during the summer. We have a lot of internships. We actually have interns year-round, and some of our current full-time employees started as interns that are doing great. But most of my full-time staff has been with me since the start, since we launched the franchise towards the end of 2017. They're a loyal group. We have a lot of fun. They work hard, but we also have fun. I usually take them on a trip at the end of the season. We went to the mountains of Colorado, to Vail, Colorado, this past summer, and they spent, you know, I guess it was 6 days there just relaxing and you know,
right,
decompressing from what was a long season.
So another question I know that folks are going to wonder, a lot of teams now, their tickets are on their iPhones. Do you have hard tickets too?
We do, both. So we want to make it, people are comfortable with traditional hard tickets, printed tickets. We've got those, and if you want to come in on a mobile device, we've got that as well. So we're trying to stay current with the times, and just almost like the airline industry, you can do either one.
Well, I know the hard tickets are important because if you're going to give tickets out, for example, to a charity or an orphanage or a mercy home for boys and girls in Chicago, you're going to need a hard ticket as opposed to a mobile device to work with. So that's great that you're doing that because I think that means a lot. And I have to tell you, all the things you're talking about with your team and what you're doing and how you're doing it, that's absolutely amazing because it's what baseball is all about, and what you're doing is making it even better.
We're lucky, you know. We're as I say, you know, we put on a 3-hour show every night. It's entertainment, and baseball is the star. But we consider from the time you park your car until you get ready to go home at night, that's our window to, you know, we can't change the world, but we can change your day, and that's kind of how we try to go about it.
Absolutely, you can see the love in your voice for what you're doing and how you're doing it, and you've been involved in so many things over a period of time, Sean. It's just it's really gratifying, I think, for the fans to know that there's a person there that's behind the wheel, that's driving all this, that knows what he's doing, and that's really important.
I try not to miss a game. So we just finished our fifth season, and over the 5 years, I've missed 2 games, and those were for family events, which I always tell my staff, you know, family and health take precedent over the dogs. And so I lived up to that, but I don't like missing games. I love it, and I love the interaction with the fans and the kids.
Well, that's great. Folks, you've been listening to 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio station. You can go to huntleyradio.com, click on Contact Us if you need more information. We've been talking to Sean Hunter, co-owner of the Chicago Dogs, and it's been just a great interview, a great guest. We're just so happy and proud to have Sean with us today.
For all ticket information and any news on the Chicago Dogs, you can go to thechicagodogs.com, or you can call us at 847-636-5450.
Thank you for joining us, Sean, and we hope you have a successful season.
Thank you, Ron. I hope to see you out at the ballpark.
I'll be there, and thank you, everybody. Have a great day.